Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
We have a WhatsApp number, 061-792-9495. It's open. It's your number. You can use it anytime. And you have. And thank you. So you've reached out to us and you want to know, hey, what's happening with the beaches? We find out. You want to know what's happening with the roads? We found out. You want to know what's happening with the protests or with traffic? We find out and then we can get back to you. But there's been a couple that have been creeping onto our WhatsApp line I up until now did not know about. Have you guys seen the messages? Someone's asking us when the grass gets cut.
Yeah.
Have you seen those messages?
I've seen the messages, also because it starts to overtake some of the road signs. So okay. Like the side bushes and stuff, it's all like one time. They do the trimming of hedges.
But those are two East Coast Radio's WhatsApp saying, hey guys, what's happening with the grass?
Yeah, well, I might have seen
it. At first I thought, hang on, was there legislation that's changed?
No, not that grass. No, yeah. I might have seen...
You might have said to our WhatsApp number.
Yeah, to our WhatsApp.
Sky Car and Shabalala.
No, there was no. It's not like hectic language and stuff. But no, you know, it's a problem, right? You want to go to the park, have a picnic, especially now with this hot weather.
Yes.
You rock up there. There's no way you can have a picnic there.
Why?
Oh, Chief, have you seen the length of the grass in some of our parks?
Is it two?
Yeah. It's so bad, like, if Kai wanted to crawl, we'll lose him.
Yeah. You don't want to lose your Kai.
If you go to your dog, it won't find the
ball.
The ball.
Like, actually, that makes sense. I threw the ball for Max, and an Alsatian came back.
Exactly.
I was like, a whole new dog.
And that's a problem.
Max!
And that's starting to affect
Max
other departments. So,
So we did. We put out our feelers, and we know people who know people. So on the way, we're going to chat to Dr. Simpiwe Ndlovu, who is the head of Parks, Sports and Recreation.
There's the head of parks.
Head of parks, sports and recreation. And it's a doctor.
Okay.
So we'll get the good doctor on the line and we'll find out what's happening with the grass, bro. Yeah.
Cut the grass.
Yeah.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm
well. Thank you for joining us, lastminute.com. There have been complaints about overgrown grass in certain parts of the city.
Without wasting time, we have cutting cycles that we have per year.
Yeah.
Which are 8 cutting cycles. So we don't do 12 cuts because you'd realize that you've got 12 months per year.
Yes.
So we've got 8. We call it 8 cutting cycles.
Mm-hmm.
So which is divided per district. Then we deploy all our resources during that period. But also when it's winter, we service our machines and we don't do the cut because you know the grass is not growing. But because of rains, you know, we've always had the challenge of overgrown grass.
Mm.
And then when it's raining like today, our operations will not continue because of health and safety issues.
Yeah.
So, but let me assure you that we, at this stage, very comfortable in terms of what we've achieved. We're coming from a situation where we've had a number of challenges as a department, but we are working on that one to keep our beautiful Durban beautiful always.
Nice.
But we are going to improve our operations, and we've got a strategy that we are going to put in place in the next couple of months. Of course, that is supported by our leadership, the city manager, the mayor. So we're quite excited.
Dr. Ndlovu, I heard, so I don't know if this is real, but I heard that some of the city's employees were just trying to do their job. They were on duty using those brush cutters to get through that thick growth, and they were robbed at gunpoint and had their brush cutters taken. Is that real?
It is horrific. It is real. It is depressing. It is disappointing.
Yeah.
It is amazing. I was so depressed. You know, I spoke to the city manager yesterday and I said to him, it's heartbreaking because those people are, you know, that situation happened at the gunpoint. You can imagine the trauma.
Mm.
After that, we need to take care of them, you know, send them to psychologists and, you know, so that they can try to get some that kind of open assistance.
Yeah. Are they okay?
Well, they're okay. We lost 4 machines at K section Wamashu, also at Doti, another 4 machines. And the worst part of it is that those 8 machines will have a huge impact on the operation.
Of course.
Those people would not have tools to work.
Mm.
And if you replace those machines immediately, same thing would happen.
And Togotela, just a final one from me here. In certain parts of the city, the grass is actually a big problem. You can't see road signs. It's obstructing the vision of road users and all. I have so many things to say. We're losing our dogs. We're losing our children in the grass. Where can people report patches that need to be cut?
No, they can report it to parks, of course. But can I just say something important?
Yes, Togotela.
You know, when you see the board when you're driving around, so there's a signage at the road which you'd see N roads or M roads or ROP.
Yeah.
Those roads don't belong to parks, don't belong to municipalities. It's a very interesting setup. They belong to the provincial department. But the city manager, through the complaints from our communities, has taken a decision to say, okay, as from here on, perhaps in the next financial year, but we are trying to do that now. We are going to take all the green space in Durban so that we don't have a situation. Because if you drive with M4, as much as you may see my trucks there, it's because I'm just trying to ensure that people who are coming to Durban, they enter and they see the beautiful, you know, entrance in Durban. But it doesn't belong to PRC or the city of Etiquette.
Doctor, can I ask you a question? Will we get into trouble? Let's say, for example, Darren and Sky decide to take it into their own hands, and they go and they use their own personal grass cutters to cut around a sign. Now, as civilians, do we get into trouble for doing that, or are we allowed?
No, you don't get into trouble, but I am saying let's have a partnership. Let's agree. Let's sit down and have a discussion, because I don't want you to cut, then you turn out and say, I'm no longer going to pay my rate.
Okay, all right.
So this was Dr. Simpiwe and Global. Quite an eye-opener. You know, many of us are affected by the criminality in South Africa. I was just surprised. Well, I shouldn't have been surprised that, of course, those that are working for the municipality are also victims.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.